Sometimes people surprise you. Did Brandon Tanev surprise you today?
Not in the way he plays. It was identical. I think that line struggled a little bit last game in their game. And one of the things that are unusual about it in kind of a checking line is they play with the puck. So it's not a, you know, great sticks, be above the puck all the time, give the other team nothing. What they're good at is actually controlling the puck, either off the rush or taking it to net. It's still a simple game. But you know, listen, if it's not a guy that's here to score goals and he gets a hat trick, everybody loves it five times as much. You know, I mean, he's going out in the overtime and these guys are cheering for him and excited, and he did a marvelous job defending. So, yeah, I'm surprised. They're all really good players. He scores in practice. He's not in a role where he's going to get every power play time and those kind of things. But when you work that hard, every once in a while something great's going to happen for you.
And they had a difficult defensive assignment as well.
Really tough job. And I really wasn't planning on hard matching here tonight. It was going to be that line or Scheif's line, and depending on where faceoffs and things like that. But they just looked good, and I left it for the rest of the night. And you're right. It's a line that if you draw even against Bergeron's line, you've had a really big night, because defensively they're two of the best players in the league defensively. To get three, that's pretty exciting.
How convinced were you that that goal would be judged offside?
I was pretty sure. Just pretty sure then, pretty sure now.
Well, you said heading into this game that this was going to be a difficult game for your group, just coming off of win against Nashville. Everything, would you describe kind of another eventful night here?
Yeah, I liked our game. I liked our start for sure. I think they got a power play, put up five shots, grabbed a little momentum off that, and then I liked our game again. It's not that the reason that where they're at is they're not an easy team to play against, right? There's not a lot of easy plays to be made, so it's a bit of a stick fight and a bit of a puck fight, and if you're not interested in playing that game, they just beat you. So I liked it. The big swings were the penalties, obviously, and the 5 minute, and then the coach's call, so that swung the game, but I thought we were pretty good.
Sorry, just back to the challenge ball. Obviously, it's a very close play.
Yeah, it didn't go my way, Ken.
You know the risk. I just want to know how you come to the final decision. I know things happen very quickly.
Yeah.
How you manage the risk versus coming to the final decision in that situation?
In the regular season, in our situation, and I decide whether I think it's offside or not and make the call. Would I weigh it differently in the playoffs? 5-on-3 after a goal, probably.
I'm trying to remove your emotion from your own team from this question. Throughout your career, when you've played teams that they go on those streaks and they win and they do it by one game, this guy shows up and does it, and then the next game it's someone else, and it's always someone else. What's been your explanation in the past of how that team has been able to do that?
Well, I don't think we've been lucky just in this last stretch of hockey. So I think two or three of these games, not so much tonight coming in, the score was tight, but the play wasn't. We were pretty good in a lot of those games. But in a game like tonight, when you have something unusual happen and a checker score three, those are how streaks would get extended, right? So either your goaltender throws up a big night, your power play's on fire, one of the elements of your game carries you over. I didn't think we were great by any means, but we were good enough in a lot of pieces of that game to be at 4-4 at the very least, and it was good on us for winning.
For people who like to boil these things down to simple thoughts, a lot of people would say that's
that
a team
would be
that
me.
A lot of people would say this is a team that knows how to win.
I think that we're a team that has a pretty strong feeling for how we play, right? So not all of it was going for everybody tonight, but we had an extreme line in Lowry's line go well. Scheif's line, I thought, had some pretty good offense in there. There wasn't much to be had for the other two. But they have a real clear... Anybody that was on the bench that wasn't happy about their game, it was they weren't playing the game that they expect themselves to play. So a very strong and clear identity of the game that makes us good.
Of the things you said earlier today, the goals, the things that you need this team to do down the stretch, one of them was staying in a rhythm. Playing games like the last four, does that help in that regard?
That does. You'll look at the minutes tonight, and it'll be the first time that Scheif's line's minutes are down a bit. So they were slightly out of rhythm. The penalties had a big piece to that because they would have played far more PK time than they would normally get, you know. And so I'm aware of what I had said about rhythm, and I really believe it. But I'm also not going to run somebody into 22, 23 minutes up front. More so, not just to rest them. I don't want somebody sitting on the bench for seven, to play seven in a game. Like, we got to get all four off and get all four tuned up here.